is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and we've got a real treat for you this afternoon. We're about 12 minutes away from the start of the Division IV Volleyball Regional Championship match between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Fans filing in. This Northmont Thunderdome, Chuck, will be quite crowded at match time at 2 o'clock. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a special matchup. Two heavyweights in the Shelby County League, each team on a roll. Fort Loramie 25-2, having won 12 in a row in volleyball. Rushi now 17-10, streaking, winning 10 of its last dozen. Both teams being triumphant in regional semifinal play on Thursday. Fort Loramie downed Lancaster Fairfield Christian 25-9, 9-12. And Rushi dispatched Shelby County League foe Fairlawn 25-10, 18-16. Two young teams. Fort Loramie sports four seniors. Rushi only two. For Fort Loramie, Marissa Myring, Alyssa Rassman, Taylor Ratterman, and Macy Imwali. For Rushi, the two 12th graders are Jessica York and Alana Garrity. These two teams feature outstanding front lines, Chuck. Wow. Yeah. You've got Myring and Holscher and Schultes, heavy hitters, front row, Fort Loramie. For Rushi, the freshman, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, Katie Sherman, along with, or I should say Kate Sherman, along with Ashley Scott and Jessica York. Who's going to win the battle up front? Each club blessed with very few seniors. Fort Loramie's played a little tougher schedule, perhaps, than Rushi. Fort Loramie owns two victories over Rushi, 3-0, 3-0 in the regular season, although three of those six sets were pretty nip and tuck.
Well, I think the advantage goes to Loramie because of the two 3-0 wins during the season, and I think it was the same thing that Rushi had the advantage on Fairlawn on Thursday night in the semis. Rushi has to have a good start. They've got to... They're confident right now, but it's kind of a tentative confidence. And if they have a good start to the match, the more it builds, the more they're going to be free-swinging up front and free-swinging serving instead of back there kind of tentative and trying to guide the ball in. It's going to free-swing. Loramie, on the other hand, you better know where Kenzie Holscher is, because that girl had a dominant semifinal game up on the net.
Yep, she displays a lot of power, that's for sure. Rushi can come close to matching Fort Loramie up front. And passing is always critical. You've got to be sure, right on target, with your passes up front. Each team blessed with very good setting. Maya Monin for Rushi, outstanding. And Maya Maurer for Fort Loramie, two Mayas, each spelled differently. Very solid setters, each underclassmen, each coming back next year. You made a good point, Chuck, about the significance of Rushi getting off to a good start. Fairlawn didn't. Fairlawn was the underdog against Rushi on Thursday, and it was 4-1, 4-1, 6-1. Rushi at the beginning of all three sets right. Against Fairlawn. The Jets played from behind the entire evening and simply could not recover. It was an avalanche, and Rushi won easily, although Fairlawn did reach the teens in points in the last two sets. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie outclassed Lancaster Fairfield Christian, which didn't really challenge the upfront hitters of Fort Loramie. Lancaster seemed fearful
right.
Of the threesome of Fort Loramie, and the third hit most often by Fairfield Christian was to Fort Loramie's back row.
Yeah, they didn't want to try for the kill.
Nope.
When they did go for the kill, they got it blocked as often as they got it over the net.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including several from Fort Loramie and Rushi, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, Geyer's in Fort Loramie, along with M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. Also, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, a longtime underwriting sponsor and anchor here on Scores Broadcast. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of Scores Broadcast. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. We thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. Hey, the weather's changing. It's getting colder. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified technicians at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate the hot spots and the cold spots. Simply make an appointment now through our company website at TomJerrys.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerrys.com. Elsewhere, State of Ohio, Division IV Volleyball, teeing it up at 2, just like this regional semifinal. Up in Elida, we've got New Bremen and Tiffin Calvert. Tiffin Calvert won its regional semi easily, as did New Bremen, surprisingly so, over St. Henry.
Yeah.
Those two collide at Elida at 2 o'clock. They played, those two clubs, in the state championship match last year, and Tiffin Calvert rallied to win it in 5. It was a thriller. Dalton and Monroeville are still in as well. Two heavyweights in Division IV. The winner of that Elida regional final match today will play the club that triumphs in that Dalton-Monroeville match. So Fort Loramie and Rushi are on the weaker side of the state bracket. They would play a club from the central or southeastern part of the state in the state semifinal. The team that wins here today would, Rushi or Fort Loramie. If you had to reseed at the state tournament, you'd do that. But thankfully, Monroeville, Dalton, New Bremen, Tiffin Calvert, four of the top half dozen teams in the state all year long, along with Fort Loramie, opposite the Redskins and the Raiders in the Division IV volleyball tournament.
And like you said, that works well for the Raiders and Fort Loramie, whoever gets out of this game today.
Yeah, sure does.
The other two teams, the other two teams that get there are going to be, they're going to beat each other up a little bit before they get to the finals.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the fact that they might be sharper because they will be having to be intense for their next two games. Not that Loramie doesn't have to be, because if they overlook Rushi, they could be down there watching from the stands next weekend.
Exactly. Fort Loramie football may have to deal with the same situation. The opponent next week on Saturday evening, possibly being moved to Saturday afternoon, is Mississinewa. Redskins handled the Blackhawks easily during the regular season. Fort Loramie more than likely has got a date with Marion Local in week 2 of the playoffs. So Fort Loramie coming off an 82-8 win last night in a series of Mercy Rule triumphs in winning the Cross County Conference against Mississinewa next week, and then probably Marion Local. It is a challenge, I think, for the coaching staff and the players to rev yourself up for a club like Marion Local after playing a series of very weak opponents.
Right.
Nonetheless, the words Marion Local Flyers may be enough for the Redskins to generate firepower for that second round match if Fort Loramie gets by Mississippi.
Well, and if it comes down to the third strings, Loramies are going to have a lot more playing time than Marion Locals do.
And how about Anna Minster? They collide.
That's cool. That's a great matchup.
In Division VI football in this region, the two clubs in the MAC not playing each other the last two seasons. Anna and Minster, by virtue of the configuration every 2 years, didn't play football against either club in 2018 or 19. Minster and Anna played eight foes in the MAC. Their one Route 119 rival was off the schedule the last two years. They'll meet next Friday night at 7:30 at Minster.
And if you are one of the tri-champions of the MAC, you had a heck of a season.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Believe it or not, Coldwater technically finished fourth. After Anna, Minster, and Marion Local tied, all three with one loss atop the standings in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Well, we're just minutes away from this regional championship match here at the Thunderdome at Northmont. It's Fort Loramie versus Rushi, and we're back in a couple of minutes with the starting lineups here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Thunderdome here at Northmont High School. Volleyball Division IV regional title affair between Fort Loramie and Rushi. Again, these two clubs met twice during the regular season in that Shelby County League play. At Rushi, Fort Loramie was victorious 25-20, 15-21. And at Fort Loramie, late in the year, the Redskins were also victorious 25-8-9 and 26-24 in the third and final set of that match between Fort Loramie and Rushi at Fort Loramie on September 19th. Thanks to our underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue at RegalTrophyAwards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team, the Mark, Scott, and Nick, continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, gratitude to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. I'd like to remind you, we have added a couple of new underwriting sponsors this fall, winter, and spring on scoresbroadcast.com. We'd like to welcome the Reese Meiring and Company CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese and Meiring and Company on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Reese, R-I-S-S-E, Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants. And thanks to Hoing and Hoing Builders, Bacardiville Road in Anna. We combine top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Well, let's take a moment before the match gets underway to introduce to you our starting lineups for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Along the front line, 5'9", Marissa Meiring, 6' Mackenzie Holscher, and 5'9", Ava Schultes. Other starters, 5'10", Jada Trees. Setter, Maya Maurer, 5'10" tall. Senior Alyssa Rassman and libero Macy Imwali for Fort Loramie here today. For Rushi, the libero is Kendall Monnen. C.C. Borcher starts on the outside. Right back is Ava Daniel. Setter, Maya Monnen. Frontline hitters, Jessica York at 5'10", Ashley Scott 5'9", and Kate Sherman at 6'1". John Rogers, 13th year head coach at Fort Loramie. He has earned 12 straight district championships, 5 Shelby County Athletic League titles. This is the 3rd straight district appearance for the Rushi Raiders under 4th year head coach Aaron Watkins, who's done a splendid job commanding the Raiders in his 4 years of tenure. Well, here we go. Serving first to start the match is Fort Loramie. Serve received by Rushi is successful. And then the Raiders get a kill up front right away. Well done. Ashley Scott pounded it home. She was delivered the ball by Maya Monnen. Well, she passed it up ahead to Scott in perfect position for Ashley to drive it home down the right side of the floor. Here is Rushi Scott serving. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Set middle of the floor. Little touch shot by Holscher up and over. 3 hits by Rushi, and it's blocked back by Fort Loramie. Well done on the front line, the Jada Drees. No, it's ruled elbow in the net. Drees got a piece of the netting. Take that point away. Give it to Rushi. Side out Raiders. 2-0. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Set middle of the floor for Holscher. Oh, it's blocked back quite nicely by Sherman of Rushi. Good start for the Raiders. 1-2-3 hits for Rushi. Kill attempt by Sherman. Gotten back by Fort Loramie in 3. Here's Rushi, a set of the back line for Scott, who hits it short, and Rushi gets the point. It's 2-1 Raiders.
That's a nice start because they had the kill by Scott to start it, and they had a good block on Holscher, which I don't think anybody blocked her on Thursday.
Fort Loramie Redskins serving, down 2-1. 3 hits by Rushi, last of which is done by York. Here's Imwali, libero for Fort Loramie helping out. One, two, three hits by Rushi. Redskins keep it alive and punch it up and over on the second attempt. It is done by Myring. Oh, a good rally underway here. And a shot by Fort Loramie is in off the fingertips of a Raider player. Give credit where it's due. I believe it was
Myring that got the shot.
Yep, Marissa Myring. 2-2 on her back to tie the match at 2-2. Opening set. Serve, receive, Rushi. Oh, a nifty block at the net by the Fort Loramie Redskins. That was well done by Myring again. Her timing was
perfect. Amazing.
Oh, it was amazing.
Perfect. And boy, with that knee brace on, you like to see her getting up like that.
Yeah, Rushi flipped the ball over. Myring was right at the net to block it just on the other side of the netting. And the Rushi Raiders come back with a great point. Well done. It's Katie Sherman. I've called her Katie. It's Kate.
We could just change her name. Her parents won't care.
She won't mind as well as she is playing, that's for sure. We pay her tribute quite often. Match tied at 3. Server C. Fort Loramie. That ball creeps over the net by the Redskins. And we've got both teams a little tippy-toe action at the netting. Rushi with a touch shot. Fort Loramie a touch shot. Redskins earn the point.
Well, Loramie's having trouble getting the ball to Holster in a good spot. She's had one kill attempt. The rest of them she's had to just try to dink it over because it's the sets are not great.
That point by Schultes, 4-3 Fort Loramie. Here is Rushi serve receive. 3 hits. Redskins try a kill from Holscher. Rushi gets it back on the rear part of the court. Here's Fort Loramie trying to block it back. Rushi returns the favor. Oh, what a rally.
Wow.
A shot by Fort Loramie. Good. Splendid placement by Maya Maurer. 5-3 in favor of Fort Loramie after a 2-0 beginning by Rushi. 5 of the last 6 points to the Redskins. Serve, receive, Rushi. Set, middle of the floor for the Raiders. Beautifully placed. Jessica York got it. She knocks that one in the far corner. Head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie was down at that end of the floor, and he nodded because it was in.
Right in the corner.
5-4. Fort Loramie by 8 points. Division 4 Southwest Region Championship here at the Thunderdome at Northmont High School. Maya Monin serving here for the Rushi Raiders. She strides forward and hammers it well off the end of the floor. Missed it at 10 feet.
That was adrenaline, I think.
A little too much energy on that service. A fault for Rushi. Side out Fort Loramie, which leads 6-4. Here's a dive by Rushi to keep the service alive. And then the Raiders with a hammer down the right side of the floor. Jessica York got it. Each team adept, Chuck, here so far at finding cavities in the other team's defense.
Absolutely.
6-5. Fort Loramie leads by 1. Serving Jessica York all the way to the back line. And she clouded that ball about a yard off the end of the floor.
They got to calm their nerves a little bit.
Had two serves by Rushi. Have had too much oomph on them. Points to Fort Loramie the easy way. Redskins 7, Raiders 5. Here is Fort Loramie serving left to right on your computer or phone as you use your imagination visualizing things here at Northmont. Fort Loramie 3 hits. Rushi a third. A set near side for Scott. Blocked right back by Fort Loramie. To Scott who keeps it alive. Oh, what a shot at the net. The CC Borchers of Rushi.
Boy, that was a real nice job, but they kept it alive twice on kill attempts. And then Borchers had a nice putback. It's a basketball term, but I'm going to coin it for volleyball.
Yeah, 7-6. Rushi within 1. And then the Raiders commit their 3rd miscue of the day.
In a row.
Yeah.
3 serves in a row out.
Wow. Kendall Monin drove that one halfway up the netting. 2 have been long, 1 into the net. 3 service faults by Rushi, which trails 8-6. Here's the libero. Imwali into the action for Fort Loramie. And then a set far side of the floor for Myring. And she drills it.
Yep.
Marissa Myring off to a terrific start.
She's having a nice start to the match, that's for sure.
9-6, Fort Loramie up 3. Redskins' biggest advantage. Ava Schultz serving for Fort Laramie. Rushi's second hit goes off the floor beyond the antenna wide. And Fort Laramie gets a gift to go up 10-6. Aaron Watkins, head coach of Rushi, gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley.
That's four straight points for Laramie that were given to them by three bad serves and a bad pass.
Yep. And that's a lot of what high school volleyball is all about, unforced errors.
Absolutely.
Now, the team that mounts the most is usually beaten. Serve, receive, Rushi. A shot up front by Kendall Monin. She punched it up and over. Fort Laramie retaliates. Kill attempt by Schultz. Rushi tries to get it back at the net, and the Raiders can't climb the ladder and get it over. Jada Dries earns the point for Fort Laramie, which is up 11-6. Rushi jumped out 2-0 to start. Fort Laramie's earned 11 of the last 15 points. Here's a set far side for Rushi. Kill attempt by Sherman. Gotten back by Fort Laramie. A lift against the Redskins. Side out point, Rushi. 11-7 the score. Raiders serving. It's the first set of the afternoon in this regional championship match. Raiders serving right to left. Line drive serve, a good one by Sherman, gotten back with Fort Laramie. Block attempt for Raiders at the net. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. Was not a clean block for Rushi. Ball went in reverse, back to the middle of the floor. And the Raiders could not get it up and over the net in time and are down 12-7. Serve receive for Rushi. Here is a set for Ashley Scott. And she sends one to the right corner of the floor. Fort Laramie got a fingernail on it, and it's ruled good for Rushi. 12-8. Rushi up, or I should say Fort Laramie up 4. Here is Ashley Scott serving for Rushi. Middle of the floor. Serve receive by Ratterman of Fort Laramie. Redskins get it back in 3. Rushi back in 3. Redskins setting near side of the floor. Yes, good delivery. Fine pass up front to Jada Dries. And she nestled one in down the left side of Rushi's defense. No one home. Point Redskins, who lead 13-8. Redskins serving left to right. Fort Laramie without a service miscue in the match. Rushi's got 3. Serve, receive, Rushi, 3 hits. Raiders, Sherman explodes.
Wow.
Boy, she windmilled that right arm. Kate Sherman at 6'1" is quite powerful.
She's really good right now. Only a freshman. Can't wait to watch her the next 3 years. Oh, how good she's going to become.
Wow. Yeah, just 2 seniors on this Raider outfit. 13-9, Rushi down 4, now down 5 as Fort Laramie gets the point. Poor passing by Rushi at the net, and the Raiders couldn't get the ball across. Fort Laramie up the 5. Redskins strides forward on the serve, and it's a dandy. It hit the net cord and crawled up and over. It lipped the net and went in.
That's put off just exactly the way she drew that up.
Exactly. What a serve by Jaden Putoff, who wears 19. 15-9 Fort Laramie. 3 hits by Rushi. Imwali the libero. It's set up front for the kill. Got it. Ball driven home by the Redskins. It was Ava Schultz.
And she put that right on the back line.
Rushi simply had no chance. Not an answer available for that kill attempt by Fort Loramie, which leads it 16-9. Biggest edge of this match for the Redskins. Three hits by Rushi. Then Scott on the third tries to nudge one along the left side of Fort Loramie's defense. And she sprayed it wide off the floor. Another timeout. Aaron Watkins, head coach of Rushi, 17-9 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Fort Loramie has played well so far, leading 17-9, but Chuck Rushi has made three service mistakes and has flared at least three or four shots off the floor, unforced errors.
Yeah, I think the nerves are getting to him a little bit.
Fort Loramie with an 8-point advantage. It's put off serving. Ball goes to Rushi's back line. The third hit near side of the floor by Borchers is good. Fort Loramie, a little difficulty. They do get it up and over. Rushi retaliates. It was Borchers again. Three hits for the Redskins. Last of which by Schultes. Good blocking at the net, but both teams, who gets the point? I think it is Rushi in the net. Yep, that's the call. And Fort Loramie had two black shirts all over that block attempt by Rushi, which tried to get it back. And the Raiders were in the netting. 18-9 Fort Loramie. Good rally underway here. Another fine block by Fort Loramie at the net against Rushi. Rushi does keep it alive. Here's a diving attempt on the floor by Schultes for Fort Loramie. And then a cross-court kill attempt by the Redskins misses. Angle shot, no good.
Nice series of serves that time by Putoff.
Yes, it was. And behind her, Fort Loramie moved out to an 18-9 advantage. Last point by Rushi, 18-10. Three hits by Fort Loramie, far side of the floor. Ball pumped home by Schultes, gotten back well by Rushi. Three hits, Redskins. Three hits, Raiders, last of which by York. Is taken by Imwally on the back line for Fort Loramie. And then the Redskins misfire on a kill attempt at the net. Schultes was short. It hit the net cord, rolled along it, and fell to the hardwood. 18-11. Rushi trails Fort Loramie by 7. This is the first set of this match. Great serve by Rushi. Fort Loramie goes well off the court to salvage it and keep the point alive. 1-2-3 hits by Rushi. Fort Loramie's got to go to the back line to get a third hit up and over. Rushi seems to have the momentum in this rally. Uh-oh. Fort Loramie kill attempt. Ball was blasted on the play by Schultes, gotten back by Rushi. Series of fine plays here. Oh, what a shot. Miring for Fort Loramie. Pummeled that ball off the arm of a Rushi player. And it's 19-11 Fort Loramie. That ended a good run for both teams. Outstanding effort by each club during that rally. And here's a good serve by Fort Loramie. Rushi can't handle it. Well done by the Redskins. Mackenzie Holscher serving. Boy, that serve had some sink on it. Rushi could not punch it to the front line. 20-11, Fort Loramie up 9. Great effort by Rushi. Back edge of the court. Maya Monin saved the point. Got it to the front. Rushi tipped it up and over, but a violation against the Raiders. As the ball slid off the antenna, Rushi got it in and fell to the floor in front of a Fort Loramie player, but the ball was out in flight. 21-11, Fort Loramie. Set for the Raiders, far right side of the floor. Ball pushed in the air to Fort Loramie's back line, and it's too hard. That's at least four shots that Rushi's misfired on long in this game. plus a couple serves long, and one serve into the net. There's too many enforced errors for Rushi in this opening set. Good rally underway here. Great effort, Kendall Monin to Borchers. Borchers tried to get it across for Rushi, but two hits committed by a single player by the Redskins, who are down, or I should say by the Raiders, who are down 23-11. Fort Laramie 2 points away from the opening set. 1, 2, 3 hits by Rushi, the last of which by York is a good one. She spiked it home, far right side of the floor on Fort Laramie's defense. 23-12 in favor of Fort Laramie. Rushi needs to put together a string right here to switch the momentum. Jessica York serving. Ball to the front line. Set far side of the floor for Schultes, who drills it. Rushi gets it back. Well done. Soft hands by the Raiders. Three hits Rushi. Three Fort Laramie. Three again by Rushi. Near side. CC Borchers got it up and over. And here's a kill by Meiering. It glances off the arm of a Raider. Rushi can't get it back. 24-12. Fort Laramie a point away. Redskins in command to take this opening set. Serving is Schultes for Fort Laramie. Three hits near side. Scott. Ooh. Boy, she hammered one for Rushi, and Fort Laramie could not deal with it.
That was a shot right there.
Ashley Scott sent a bolt across the top of the net here at the Thunderdome at Northmont. Fort Laramie could not retrieve. 24-13, Fort Laramie leads. Libero Kendall Monin serves for Rushi. Fort Laramie three hits, far side of the floor. Schultes, oh, what a save. Back line by York of Rushi. Three hits by the Redskins down the near side of the floor. It's ruled good. Jada Dries hit the stripe. 25-13, Fort Laramie in set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Laramie's Marissa Meiering suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiering.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie takes set number one over Rushi in this Division IV Volleyball Regional Championship by a score of 25-13. We are a moment away from the start of set number two. Thanks so much in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. And don't forget, coming up December 1, 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn on anything made up in the store. That sale starts December 1st at the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi.
Osher with a rifle shot on the back line that time for the 1-0 start.
Mackenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie knocks it hard into the teeth of the Rushi defense and earns the point. 1-0 Redskins opening up set number two. Here's a little tip shot at the net by Fort Loramie. It's beautifully done by Holscher again.
Just as effective as the one that she creamed.
Yep, she's got a range of skills. Boy, when she gets that ball on her fingertips, she knows what to do with it. Oh, what a serve by Fort Loramie. Went right between a couple Raiders. Let's give credit where it is due. Outstanding service on the play by Taylor Ratterman of Fort Loramie. 3-0. Redskins with a good beginning to the second set, having won the first easily. Ratterman serves again. The libero, Kendall Monin, in action for Rushi. Ashley Scott with a near kill, far side of the floor. Somehow Fort Loramie, with a diving effort from Ratterman, saves the point to keep it alive. And a Redskin goes down on the floor and breaks the plane below the net, side out Rushi.
Yeah, it was a heck of an effort by Myring. She just got herself under the net.
It is 3-1, Fort Loramie on top here in set number two. Redskins serve, receive, three hits, Fort Loramie, three by Rushi, the last of which is by Kate Sherman. Good shot. It is gotten back by Fort Loramie, and then Rushi sprays one off the side of the floor, out of bounds.
That's a good block. They just couldn't keep it in play.
Nope. A little too much spin. That ball was clouded pretty hard by Fort Loramie, and Rushi couldn't square it up. 4-1, Fort Loramie in the lead. Block attempt by Fort Loramie at the net is missed. Fine try by Schultes. Point on the play to Scott of Rushi. 4-2, Fort Loramie. Redskins lead here at the outset of the second set by a 4-2 count. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Here is Holscher, middle of the floor, knocks it up and over, and then Rushi on a second hit on the Raiders' side, flares it wide. It was inside the antenna, but landed at the foot of the official stand, a good 2 or 3 feet out. So it's 5-2 Fort Loramie. Rushi serve, receive, Fort Loramie blocking at the net. Raiders try to keep it alive, can't do it. The ball is sent to the back row, no one there. Miss hit Raiders, and you can tell right now, Chuck, Rushi is frustrated. Last point by the Redskins to Ella Ratterman, defensive specialist, a junior. Here's Rushi going off the floor to make a great save, and oh, what a shot! What a shot by Rushi! Maya Monin traveled several feet off the floor. It was a third hit by Rushi. She sent it backwards over the net, and it was so beautifully placed somehow. It fell at the feet of a couple Redskins who could not return it. That is the miracle shot of the match so far. Fort Loramie comes right back strong with a hit up front for a point in no man's land on the left side of Rushi's defense. It's 7-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. Last point registered by Schultes of the Redskins. 1-2-3 hits by Rushi. Here's a ball airmailed across in the front line by the Redskins. Kate Sherman gotten back by Fort Loramie. Sherman's been quiet here the last several minutes. Three hits Redskins. Three hits Rushi, the last of which by Scott is short. 6 inches below the net cord. Point Fort Loramie. 8-3 lead Redskins.
You're not going to be successful if a lot of your shots are from the back row on your third attempt.
Exactly. Here is Rushi. Serve, receive up to Sherman. Sherman with a bill attempt. Got it up and over. Oh, what a retaliation by Fort Loramie. Ava Schultes belted that ball. She smoked it in the far left corner. No one there for the Raiders. Point Redskins, who are up 9-3.
The first set was kind of owned by Myring. This time it's a combination of Schultes and Holscher.
Boy, the three up front for Fort Loramie. Pack some punch. You might be able to slow down one, maybe two, but not all three, that's for sure. And we've got a violation by Fort Loramie. Rally underway at 9-3. Fort Loramie breaks the plane above the net. It's 9-4. Rushi serving, the honors to Kate Sherman. Sherman at the feet of a Redskin. Serve receive, Fort Loramie. And the ball is set near side for Schultes. And she windmills that arm around and sends one a long distance off the floor. It missed the back line by a couple feet. 9-5, Fort Loramie. Rushi serving, serve receive Redskins. And it's a back set. Well done, Fort Loramie. For Jada Dries. Dries clobbers. It's in down the right side. Fort Loramie clearly had Rushi off balance then. 10-5. In favor of the Redskins. Here's Rushi. 1, 2, 3 hits. Far side of the floor. CC Borchers gotten back by Fort Loramie. Here's Myring. A little dump shot by Marissa. Splendidly done. Rushi was out of kilter. Myring noticed that. Middle of the floor was vacant. Myring dunked it in. 11-5 Fort Loramie. Three hits Raiders, last of which doesn't climb the ladder and get over the net. It's short. 12-5 Fort Loramie. We got a timeout. Head coach Aaron Watkins of Rushi trailing Fort Loramie 12-5. Rushi down 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee, here at the Thunderdome at Northmont. 12-5, Fort Loramie leads. Second set, having won the first. Here is Fort Loramie serving. Three hits, Rushi. Three for the Redskins, the last of which is off the court. No good. Now, wait a minute. We've got a ruling. Do we have an overrule?
It looked like the one on the end called it a touch. I'm not sure how he can see that. You got two people on the net.
And it is called a touch by Rushi. Give the point to the Redskins. How about that?
Rushi fans didn't like it?
No.
Sounded like the president being introduced at the baseball game.
Here we go. We've got a 13-5 lead for Fort Loramie. Yep, the technicality favors Fort Loramie, as apparently the Redskins shot, which was wide, did touch the hand of a Rushi Raider, and that service by Fort Loramie is simply too hot to handle.
Yep.
Rushi can't corral it, 14-5.
I've come to the conclusion that Schultes is a pretty darn good volleyball player.
Oh, yeah. Ava Schultes, Mackenzie Holscher, Marissa Myring. That trio up front for Fort Loramie is tough to handle. Another great service at the feet of Ava Daniel of Rushi. 15-5, Fort Loramie. Shouldas has got it going now, serving for the Redskins. Another one by her. Scott to the front line. Ball dumped up and over by Maya Monin. And then Fort Loramie gets it back, and Rushi knocks it on an angle off the floor into the Fort Loramie bench. Redskins up 16-5. Ahead by one set already, bidding to go up two sets to none here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, sporting a 16-5 lead after the Rushi timeout. Another great service by Ava Shultis of Fort Loramie. However, on this rally, following the Shultis serve, Rushi earns the point. It's 17-6 Fort Loramie. We are late in set two. One set to none, Fort Loramie in the lead. Rushi needs to get a rally started right now. Comeback bid has got to begin immediately. Two hits on the Fort Loramie side. Error Redskins, side out Rushi. 17-7 at this juncture. Rushi serving, Fort Loramie, one, two, three hits. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There is the kill of the match so far, registered by the Fort Loramie Redskins. That was 1-5-15, Alyssa Rassman. Oh, man, did she have some mustard behind that ball.
The rebound went up into the stands.
Boy, oh, boy. Alyssa Rassman was on cue. She got a big right fist behind that ball. That was the exit velocity on that shot by Rassman is number one here in the match so far.
So far, absolutely.
19-7 after a miscue by Rushi. Fort Loramie leads it by 12. Raiders setting far side of the floor. Shot by Bailey Pullman. Gotten back three hits by Fort Loramie. Oh, it's Holscher at the net. Off the fingertips of a Raider player, 20-7. Fort Loramie head by 13. Here we go, Fort Loramie's libero. Macy Imwale serving. It's a good one. It crawled over the net. Rushi couldn't dig it off the floor. 21-7 Redskins. Imwale line drive serve to Rushi's back row. Here's a set middle of the floor for CeCe Borchers, and it's a good one. Borchers on the spike. 21-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi serving left to right. Jessica York has the honors. She walks into the serve. Three hits Redskins. Last of which near side of the floor is up and over by Shouldas. Here's Rushi getting it back. Fine block by Fort Loramie at the netting. Here's a back set on the play for a Redskin. Holscher, she gets it over. Rushi pops it up in the air. It goes over the net. Fort Loramie's waiting on it to tip it home.
That was an outstanding play by Rushi, and unfortunately, their last one barely made it to the net. Holscher was there to knock it home.
Holscher records the point for the Redskins, who are up 22-8. Leading one set to none already. Here's a set far side for Ashley Scott. And she swings the arm forward, and she kills it into the corner. Good effort by Ashley for Rushi, 22-9. Fort Loramie leads, 3 points away from earning set number two. Rushi walking up with the serve is Monin. Imwali digs it off the floor, comes back to Macy, and her third hit from the back row hits the net court. ...22-10, Fort Loramie up a dozen. Rushi serving, ball is struck by Kendall Monin. Here's Fort Loramie with a kill attempt by Holscher. Somehow, some way, it's gotten back for Rushi. Soft hands. Good job by Kendall Monin. Here's Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits. Set near side of the floor. Shot up and over by Marissa Meiring. Rushi back on three hits. Kill attempt by Scott. Recovery, Fort Loramie. Three hits, Raiders. Again, Scott, far side. Beautifully done by Ashley of Rushi. It was set for Ashley, far side of the floor, and she was able to wedge that ball in between a couple Redskins, neither of whom could knock it back up and over the net. 22-11, Rushi on a little bit of a streak here late in the second set. Fort Loramie with three hits, the last of which is tried by Holscher, and Rushi commits an error. Raiders in the net, Fort Loramie side out. That breaks the string of points for the Raiders, who are now down 23-11. Fort Loramie serving. Three hits, Raiders. Scott in the last one. Fort Loramie gets it up and over on three. Ball set far side for Rushi. It's Kate Sherman, and her shot's blocked back for the Redskins, 24-11. 13-point lead. Fort Loramie within one of winning the second set. Serving for Fort Loramie is put off, and Rushi can't handle it. The ball goes in reverse, back up into the stands, off the end of the floor. Game, Redskins, 25-11. After winning the first, 25-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie leads Rushi 2-0. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate the hot spots or the cold spots. Simply make an appointment now through our company website at TomJerrys.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerrys.com. Underway, set three. The two teams have split a couple of points. It's 1-1. Side out Rushi serving from right to left. And the libero for the Raiders, Kendall Monin, drives forward, serves. Rushi comes back strong. Third hit is excellent. It's inside the line. Who got that point, Chuck?
It was Holscher. Boy, that was a rifle shot.
Mackenzie Holscher sent a laser down the near side of the floor. Don't think Rushi could have played it had the Raiders gotten to it. 2-1, Fort Loramie leads. Three hits Rushi, three hits Fort Loramie. Good block back by Rushi. And here's a cross-court angle shot by Holscher. Another point for Fort Loramie's Mackenzie Holscher.
What a perfect set for her, though, to go cross-court like that. She went behind the setter and then went straight across.
Yes, it was. Well-constructed play by Fort Loramie. 3-1, Redskins lead. Rushi, 1-2, three hits. Here's Scott. Little touch shot at the net, and she cannot get it up and over. She might have broken the plane in so doing. 4-1, Fort Loramie. Here is Fort Loramie serving. Rushi, third hit to Sherman. Sherman goes cross court, far corner. No, it's wide. Not good. Nobody was there for Fort Loramie, but Sherman had a little more space to work with.
It was a couple feet out.
Yep. She cut that one a bit short. 5-1 Fort Loramie. Sherman knocking it up and over for Rushi. Here's Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hit set. Near side Holscher. Oh, instead of pounding it, he had a little drop shot. Don't know if it was on the line or not, but she broke the plane below the net.
Yeah, the set was not set up for her to go ahead and pound it.
Right.
And it got her in trouble going under the net.
5-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi serving right to left. Ava Daniel serves. Third hit by Fort Loramie. It's Holscher. Three hits Rushi, last of which is by Scott. And it's off the elbow of a Loramie frontliner. The ball winds up off the floor. Point Rushi. 5-3. Fort Loramie leads. Wet spot on the floor. Being dealt with now by an official. Rushi has dropped the first two sets to Fort Loramie. Redskins up 2-0. Winning by scores of 25-13 and 25-11. Fort Loramie up 2 in the third set, 5-3. And here's a good block at the net by the Rushi Raiders. Credit that point to Maya Monin. She skied. Nicely done by Maya, 5-4. Rushi back within a point. Jessica York serves for Rushi. Three hits by Fort Laramie, the last of which is by Holscher. Boy, she cleaned up. She swung one around the antenna in the middle of the floor. It went cross court. Arushi couldn't deal with it. 6-4 Redskins. Here is Putoff serving for Fort Laramie. Arushi digs it off the floor. Here's Ashley Scott at the net. Her shot to the far corner is in. Scott found room, just inches to spare. Well placed. 6-5. Arushi up one. Or I should say, Fort Laramie up one. Arushi trying to draw even and somehow get command here in the third set and switch the burden of pressure onto the back of the Redskins and make this a 2-1 match. Here is Arushi. Down a point, trying to get even on this rally. Can't do it as the shot is lofted in the air around the antenna off the floor to the left. And it's 7-5 in favor of the Redskins. Holscher serving for Fort Laramie. Well, the second hit by Arushi happened over the net. It was a poor pass to the front line. It got over the net. Rushi's defense was not waiting for the kill, which came fast.
That was Schultes, and boy, she didn't wait, didn't hesitate.
Ava gets another for Fort Laramie, 8-5. Three hits Rushi, last of which by Sherman is a good one. Fort Laramie gets it back. Good rally underway here. Diving to the floor, York for Rushi. Can't recover.
That was Schultes again.
9-5, Fort Laramie. Redskins up 2-0. The winner advances to the state semifinals next Friday against a Southeast regional winner in the northwestern part of the state up at Elida. Tiffin Calvert and New Bremen are playing right now for the opportunity to meet the Dalton Monroeville winner in the other state semifinal next Friday. 9-6, Arushi gets a point. Arushi serving, Fort Laramie back in three. Here's Ava Daniel, up and over for Arushi. Set, far side of the floor. Schultes, Fort Laramie, yes! Ava Schultes, Mackenzie Holscher, Marissa Meiring. Boy, you pick your poison when you're attacking Fort Laramie and those three young ladies. It is difficult to beat the trio. 10-6, Fort Laramie up 4. Here's a good kill attempt at the net by York. It's in, yep. Jessica York. Boy, she swatted that one.
She's having a nice match.
Yeah, she had some real strength behind that ball. 10-7, Fort Laramie's lead is 3. Raiders need to string together some points right now. Serve receive Fort Laramie. Set far side, Schultes. It goes off the fingertips of a Raider. Borchers dove, couldn't retrieve. 11-7, Fort Laramie. Serving Schultes, Redskins. Line drive shot gotten back on the first hit by the libero for Arushi. Arushi having difficulty keeping it alive. It came right back to the libero a second time. Kendall Munnen, and she could not recover on that one.
Tried to kick it over, missed.
A couple of Raiders sprawled on the floor for the ball. 12-7, Fort Laramie. Munnen again diving to salvage it. To York, who goes cross court. A beauty. Jessica York windmilled the arm around and smashed it home for Arushi. 12-8, Fort Laramie up 4, leading 2-0. York gets the honor, she'll serve. Jessica steps into it, loops it down the left side. Here's a back set on the play for a Raider. Kill attempt tried, but Jada Drees into the netting. No, Arushi earns it. 12-9, Raiders within 3. York serving down the far side. Three hits by the Redskins, last of which by Meiring, gotten back by Arushi. They come cross court to Borchers. Fort Laramie on the hardwood, scrapes it off the floor, sends it back to Arushi, which kills it in. 12-10. Ashley Scott is rewarded with the point. Raider cheering section across.
Got them excited.
The way. Yeah, boy. Raiders making noise. Fans on their feet. 12-10 Fort Lauderdale by two. And boy, that will douse the momentum in a hurry. A service mistake into the net by Rushi. 13-10. Fort Loramie in the lead. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Raiders, last of which by Scott. Is down the left side of the floor. Is it on the line, or did it miss? Oh, it's just off the edge of the floor. Tough break for Ashley. 14-10. Fort Loramie leads by four. Fort Loramie won the first two sets, 25-13 and 11. Rushi three hits, set near side for Scott. Fort Loramie recovers. Marissa Meiring tried to set it on the second shot from the far side toward the middle of the floor to Holscher, and it grazed the antenna. Point Rushi. 14-11. Fort Loramie ahead. Rushi trying to regain momentum. Kendall Monin serving. Fort Loramie in the back row. Sends it far side of the floor. Gathered there by a Redskin. Jada Dries sends it over. Rushi knocks it right back. And then Fort Loramie with a kill attempt down the side. Misfires. Just off the floor. Rushi back within two. 14-12. Monin serving Rushi. Three hits Fort Loramie. Last of which by Holscher. Gotten back with the Raiders. Set for Ashley Scott. She goes to the corner. Good recovery by Imwali of Fort Loramie. Three hits Redskins. Three hits Raiders. Ashley Scott near side. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Three hits. Rushi last by Sherman. Gotten back by the Redskins again. Here's a shot. Middle of the floor. Well done. Schultes, Fort Loramie off the arm of a Raider.
Well, Rushi gets within two, and then yep. Loramie makes a play.
15-12.
They played, didn't they play them? They got beat 3-0, but they played them in the third set pretty close both matches.
Yep, sure did. In fact, three of the six sets in the two matches were tight. 15-12. Fort Loramie up three. Now it's two. What a shot. Far side of the floor. That was Bailey Pullman as she glanced that one off the palm of the right hand of Imwali of Fort Loramie. 15-13. Rushi hanging around here in the third set. Ava Daniels serving. Fort Loramie setting. Well done by Sherman. Sherman blocked it at the net for the Raiders. Fort Loramie head coach John Rogers may get a timeout. We got a little controversy now. We've got a change in the call. John Rogers pointing out that a Raider might have broken the plane below the net. Referees confer. Scoreboard reads 15-13 Rushi. That's how it stands. Well, with the additional point awarded to the Raiders, the scoreboard registers it, makes the change 15-14. Fort Loramie's lead sliced to one. Three hits by the Raiders, the last of which is by Holscher, and it's a spike that Rushi can't deal with. Holscher comes right back for Fort Loramie. That was a significant response right there. 16-14. Fort Loramie back up two after Rushi had closed within 15-14. Raiders with a shot, back line to Imwali's left. It's good. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Ashley Scott again.
Ashley Scott nails one. Boy, she is spot on.
She's playing really well. She played well Thursday, and she hasn't slowed down a bit.
Boy, she hits the corners of the floor with her kills time and time again. 16-15, Rushi down one. Fort Loramie trying to respond. Here's a set, far side for Schultes. Rushi gets it back in three. A spike is too hard. It missed. Yep, Raiders were shooting for the tie right there. Instead, go down to two again. 17-15. Fort Loramie walking into the serve. Rushi gets it back. Here's a set beyond Sherman for York. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Here's Sherman at the net for the Raiders. She pops it up in the air, a little bit heavy. It goes over the back line.
That's the only shot she had, and she just hit it just a little too far.
18-15, Fort Loramie up three. Redskins serving. Raiders, one, two, three hits. Last by Sherman is handled by Fort Loramie. Soft hands by the Redskins. Imwali. Kill attempt by Schultes. Rushi leaves it short. No good. York can't record the point. Timeout, Raiders. 19-15, Fort Loramie. Up 2-0 on scores.broadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Northmont's Thunderdome. We've got maybe just a handful of points left in this match. Fort Loramie in the driver's seat, up 2-0, leading 19-15 in set number three over Rushi. Rushi serve, receive. Raiders go cross court, angle shot, deep left corner, attempted by Scott. No, missed it. 20-15, Fort Loramie. Redskins serving. Striding forward is Schultes. He goes to the back line of Rushi, and it's a little bit heavy. Missed the edge of the floor by inches. Point Raiders, 20-16. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Rushi serving. It's Sherman. Three hits, Fort Loramie. The last of which by Holscher, gotten back by the Redskins. Rushi, 1-2-3 hits. Fort Loramie goes off the floor to get it. Well done by Schultes. And then Rushi with an angle shot, a kill, a beauty. Nicely done, Maya Monin. 20-17, Rushi within three again.
That was a good timeout. Stopped the momentum and got Rushi back in it a little bit.
Yep, nice job, Aaron Watkins. Service by Sherman, flips the net, goes over. Fort Loramie gets it back. Here's a set, near side, CeCe Borchers. And it is wide. It just missed the line. Tough break, 21-17. Fort Loramie pushes it to four once more. Here is Fort Loramie's Maurer serving. Three hits, last of which by York of Rushi. And it's blocked back by Fort Loramie. Rushi can't handle it. The Raiders are in the netting. And the lead for Fort Loramie swells to five. 22-17. Fort Loramie serving. Rushi, 1-2-3 hits. Last of which is by York. Three hits by Fort Loramie. Airmail to the back line by Schultes. Three hits by the Raiders. Fort Loramie rallies. Jessica York leaps at the net. Spikes it home. Great play by Jessica. She is one of two seniors, she and Garrity, the only two 12th graders for the Raiders, who are down 22-18. Here is Fort Loramie serve receive. Oh, what a block. Well done, Bailey Pullman for Rushi. Timeout, John Rogers, Fort Loramie. Rushi within three, 22-19, down 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, two Southwest Ohio heavyweights in volleyball going at it here today. Rushi not backing down. Raiders a few minutes ago rallied within one of Fort Loramie. Rushi's clawed back to within three after a spurt by the Redskins. And here's a shot by Fort Loramie at the net. Good serve receive. Ball laid off up front, but Fort Loramie tried to spike it to the back line and missed. It was a bit strong, 22-20. Rushi within two. Fort Loramie serve receive. Here's a set near side of the floor. Oh, look at the power on that shot. Jada Drees smoked it, and Rushi couldn't handle. 23-20. Fort Loramie within two from taking this regional championship and advancing to the state final four next Friday at Wright State University. Here is Rushi on the serve receive. Back set, middle of the floor, Kendall Monin up and over. 1-2-3 hits before Fort Loramie. Oh, what a block with a tandem of Coleman and York for Rushi. 23-21.
Does the winning team get to cut the net down?
Raiders going down, battling hard. Fort Loramie, far side of the floor, Myring. Myring knocks it up and over, but it deflected off the top of the antenna. Rushi's within one again. Timeout Fort Loramie again. 23-22, Redskins up two sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Once again, that's Brookins, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, cheesy and homemade pizza, and 8-ounce marinated chops on Saturdays. Here we go. Rushi serving. Fort Loramie gets it back. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie in the third set. Redskins go off the floor to recover. Here's a set up front for Myron. Over to Kendall Monin of Rushi. Set middle of floor for Scott. Scott makes it! We're tied up. We're tied up. Rushi 23. Fort Loramie 23. Splendid play by Ashley Scott. She timed her leap perfectly and drove it home. Big point here. Fort Loramie goes to the floor to salvage the point. Imwally from the back line clubs it over. Here's a set for Scott. Look out. Look out. Good! Ashley Scott on a roll. 24-23. Rushi up a point. Rushi serving for the set winner. York gets the honor. She strides forward. It goes to the far corner. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Near side, Drees. Blocked back by Rushi well. Set middle of the floor. Scott, look out. She's got it. Ashley Scott willing Rushi to a third set win. Fort Loramie took the first two. Rushi with a great come-from-behind match wins the second, or I should say the third game, 25-23. Fine play by Ashley Scott and Jessica York down the stretch of the third set. We're back in a moment, two sets to one. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Thunderdome at Northmont High School. We've got a match. It's 2-1. Fort Loramie with Rushi the first two sets. Then Rushi down 19-15 in the third set. Storm from behind and outscored Fort Loramie 10-4 down the stretch of set number three to pull it out of the fire. 25-23. Ashley Scott with support from her teammates, including Jessica York and Kate Sherman, exploded over the last dozen points or so of set three. We understand Newark Catholic won 3-0 to take the Southeast region. So it's Newark Catholic awaiting on this winner in a 6 p.m. state semifinal on Friday at Wright State University. And up at Elida, New Bremen and Tiffin Calvert have split the first two sets. It's 1-1. The winner of that match meets the Monroeville-Dalton winner in the other state semifinal. That's set for 4 o'clock, I believe, next Friday. Here we go. And it's a good start to set number 4 for Rushi, as the service by Jessica York is a fiery shot which goes to Fort Loramie's back line, and the Redskins can't get underneath it as the ball flares up into the bleachers. 1-0 Rushi in the lead. Here's Fort Loramie. Serve receive. 3 hits down the right side of the floor. Yes. Well, that was buried. Yeah. What an answer by Fort Loramie. That shot poured in down the right side, but Jada Dries hit the mark where the two lines intersect. And then the serve received by Rushi is misplayed. 2-1 Fort Loramie.
That's about the first mistake Ashley's made.
Now, volleyball is a game of miscues. You just simply have to minimize them. The team that does a better job at doing that almost always wins. Here is Fort Loramie serving. Serve receive Rushi. Kendall Monin back set to Bailey Pullman. 3 hits Fort Loramie. Here's a kill attempt by the Redskins from the far side. Got it. Wow, was that number 5 again, Chuck?
Holscher.
No, it was Mackenzie Holscher, number 6. Big point Fort Loramie. Rushi got the first point of this set, and Fort Loramie 3 in a row to lead 3-1. 2-1 Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi. Oh, what a job by Ashley Scott. She went off the floor, Chuck. She went beyond the antenna, almost out of our view, behind the referee, and hooked it around the antenna into an open spot on the court, and Fort Loramie could not reach it. 3-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Kendall Monin serves for Rushi. Ball tipped up and over at the last second by Maya Maurer of Fort Loramie. Rushi recovers, though. 3 hits Redskins, and then Rushi goes sprawling on the floor, trying to conserve the point. Mackenzie Holscher really blasted one for Fort Loramie, which is on top by a 4-2 count here in the fourth set. Service by Fort Loramie clips the net cord. Rushi alertly gets it back. Ball nudged up and over. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Holscher. She tries to dunk it in. Rushi's alert. Ooh. Oh, what a block back by Fort Loramie. Woo! by a Maurer. He's coming on strong in this match. Maya Maurer with a dynamite block up front for Fort Loramie, which is rewarded the point 5-2. Here's Rushi at the net. Scott hammers it, blocked back by Fort Loramie, which gets the point again.
That was a combination of Holscher and Schultes.
Yep, a couple black shirts in the path of that one. 6-2, Fort Loramie, which leads 2-1. Rushi took the third set of this match. Here's a good shot, far side of the floor by Rushi. Kate Sherman splashes that one off the hand of a Redskin near the net. It drops to the hardwood, 6-3. Fort Loramie leads. Here is Rushi serving. It's Ava Daniel. Fort Loramie's third hit. Set near side. Schultes gotten back. Rushi. Sherman nudges one over. Fort Loramie keeps it going. Ball set near side for Schultes. Rushi, 1-2 hits. The pass to the front is off the mark. Point Fort Loramie. Ava Daniel just could not get that to a teammate. 7-3, Fort Loramie leads by 4. Running, jumping, and serving the Redskins. It was put off. Gotten back by Rushi. Here's a set near side of the floor for Fort Loramie. Up and over on the play by Schultes. Rushi setting. Who's got it? Sherman. Awkwardly, Kate went up for it. Wasn't expecting it to her right. Couldn't play it well. 8-3 Fort Loramie.
That was just a bad set. They set her up for failure.
5-point lead Redskins, who hammer the serve over the netting. Kendall Monin for Rushi up and over. 3 hits Fort Loramie, last of which by Schultes is good. A kill by Ava. 9-3 Fort Loramie. Good serving here by the Redskins. That's been Holscher. Yeah, Holscher's been on the spot. Excellent serving by her to lift Fort Loramie to a 6-point cushion in the fourth set. Redskins are up 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Freshest Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheese cake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And there are scrumdilly upsets. And they are for big kids, too. Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Rushi Game Sponsors. And they include the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282, 498-7282. We got a good rally going here. Here's a spike at the net, handled nicely up front by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Beautifully dealt home by number 2, Ava Schultes. 10-3, Fort Loramie up 7. This was a 1-0 lead for Rushi to start. So since that time, the Redskins have outscored the Rushi Raiders 10-2, but Rushi stops the bleeding with a big point here as the Raiders went crawling on the floor for a shot by Rushi. Fort Loramie couldn't handle. Here's a block by Sherman at the net for Rushi. What happened there? Did that go off the floor?
Out of bounds, yep.
Sherman blocked it for the Raiders, but it came back a little strong and tailed off wide. 11-4 Fort Loramie. And here's another good point for the Redskins. The service mishandled by Rushi. Momentum now, Fort Loramie. Maya Maurer doing the serving. She's had an excellent match. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie. Serve, receive, Rushi. That first shot goes up and over. Here's a set by Fort Loramie, near side for Schultes for the point. Fort Loramie. Redskins on a 14-3 blitz. Timeout Rushi, which is down 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker is second to none. It's the most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, life insurance programs all for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. After the Rushi timeout, point, Fort Loramie, momentum continues, Redskins. Not sure that the scoreboard registered it, though, Chuck.
They did.
They did?
Yep.
So it was 13-4, not 14-4. A service by Fort Loramie. Sails long, so it's 14-5. Sherman serving for Rushi. Here's a set far side of the floor for Schultes of Fort Loramie. Rushi gets it back. Good shot attempt at the net by C.C. Borchers. Fort Loramie retaliates. And then a good play up front by Rushi, by Yamanen. 14-6, Fort Loramie. Serving here for the Rushi Raiders is Kate Sherman. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. They go cross court and set it on the play for the ever-dangerous Ava Schultes. Another superb shot. Went off the arm of a Raider. 15-6, Fort Loramie in the lead by 9. Redskins serving. Rushi digs it off the floor. Little set up front for York. York up and over. Fort Loramie gets it back. York blocks. Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. And the ball on a second shot for Rushi falls to the floor on the Raiders' side. Give credit where it's due. Good play by Marissa Meyering of Fort Loramie, which is on top 16-6. Rushi, 1-2-3 hits. Last for York. Dumps it over. Fort Loramie gets it back. Kendall Monin for Rushi sends it to Fort Loramie's back line. A third hit up front by Meyering. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Barely getting it across. Here's a shot far side of the floor by Rushi, C.C. Borchers. Fort Loramie tries to retaliate. The shot by Meyering is short. Into the net cord. 16-7. Fort Loramie leads. Marissa might have been a stride or two too far away from the net to kill that one. Rushi serving. Fort Loramie setting. And the ball is drilled off the floor. Data Dries went cross court, missed it by a couple of feet. 16-8. Rushi within 8. Rushi trailed 19-15 in the previous set, rallied to win it 25-23, and Rushi strings together a series of points here as Fort Loramie goes flying off the floor. They do get to it, but circle the ball around the antenna out. 16-9, Rushi within 7, serving by Amanin. Oh, it's a dandy. What a shot off the knee pads of a Redskin. Timeout Fort Loramie. Rushi claws back within 6. 16-10 Redskins, who lead 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, thank you, Jeff Bray, down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He's well connected with Elida, Ohio. He has just alerted us that New Bremen has gone ahead of Tiffin Calvert 2-1.
Thank you, Jeff.
And the winner of that match takes on the Dalton Monroeville winner in a state semifinal match next Friday at 4. The winner of this one between Fort Loramie and Rushi will deal with Newark Catholic, which won its regional championship 3-0. Here's Rushi, 3 hits, and the third shot by the Raiders is a beauty. Pullman sliced one off the side of the floor. Fort Loramie dove, no avail. 16-11. Fort Loramie leads by 5, but the Raiders have come back strong to make it interesting. 1-2-3, Isparushi. Fort Loramie's third hit is a set near side for Myring. Rushi goes diving to conserve it. York gets it up and over. 3 hits by Fort Loramie, and a spike in the middle of the floor by the Redskins. Beautifully done on the play by Rassman.
They needed that. That stopped the bleeding a little bit.
Yep, Rushi had trimmed it to 5 after being down by as many as 9 earlier. 3 hits for the Raiders, blocked back by Fort Loramie. Big sequence here. Rushi's Ashley Scott goes off the floor to try and get it, but cannot. 18-11, Fort Loramie within 7 of taking the regional title. The libero, Macy Imwali, serves. Rushi, 3 hits, last of which by Borchers. Here's Fort Loramie setting right in the middle. Oh, that's an easy point for Mackenzie Holscher, who slaps it home. 19-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6 points from taking the regional title. Macy Imwali, the libero, serves. Rushi hustles to get it up and over. Here's a set, Fort Loramie, near side for Myring. It's at the feet of a Raider who does get it over. Nice shot by Daniel. Fort Loramie comes right back to Daniel. 3 hits for the Raiders. Up and good. And then a little tip shot at the net by York of Rushi. Jessica York finds an opening.
Loramie never gotten a rhythm that time. They could not get a good set. Everything was just dinked.
19-12, 7-point lead. Fort Loramie. 3 hits on the Redskin side. Rushi gets it back as well with 3. Rally underway. Myring with a spike. Dug off the floor nicely by Kendall Monin of Rushi. And then a set up front. Scott on the finish. 19-13, side out Raiders, who are within 6 of Fort Loramie, which is within 6 of winning the set and winning the match. York, little push shot on the serve, crawls over the net, and then Fort Loramie sets it for guess who? Mackenzie Holscher on the kill. 20-13. 7-point advantage, Fort Loramie. Serving here for the Redskins, Taylor Ratterman. She strides into it, pounds it to the back line of Rushi. Ball set up front for Scott. Scott up and over. Imwali, the libero for Fort Loramie, flips one over to York on the back line for Rushi. 3 hits near side. Redskins, yes, on the point. Schultes gets it. 21-13. Redskins 4 points away. Ratterman tries to continue the role she's on serving. Here's York for Rushi, to Daniel, to Scott. Scott with a blistering spike near the net. Point, Rushi. Ashley Scott earns that one to make it 21-14, Fort Loramie. serving Kendall Monin. Ruchi, three hits, Fort Loramie. Back set on the play for Holscher. Look out. She's got it. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 22-14. Put off serving for the Redskins. Jaden put off, very good server. 10 feet off the court, leans into it. Pummels one down the right side. Ruchi, Sherman, third hit, over. Fort Loramie, three hits. The last at the net by Holscher is in there. 23-14. Fort Loramie on its way to a victory here in the fourth set. Ruchi's got to stem the tide and string together a series of points. Uh-oh, big break. Fort Loramie, the serve by Putoff, clipped the net, hung, and flopped over. That's why head coach John Rogers put her in.
Yeah, no doubt.
10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Set point, match point, shot by Putoff is wide. It missed. 24-15. 24-15, lead Fort Loramie. Everybody in the Redskins crowd on their feet right in front of us. Between sets of ears, we can barely see the court at this moment. Here's Fort Loramie.
Holscher.
Oh, it's Holscher. Holscher got the set. She got the set from Ratterman. Mackenzie Holscher, far side of the floor, barreled one to the back row of Ruchi. It's a point. It's a game-winning point, a match-winning point as well. And Fort Loramie defeats Ruchi. And, Chuck, I failed to write it down. It was 25 to 16.
Sure.
25-16, I'll ask Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News, as very quickly the score was erased from the board. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie wins it 25-15 in the fourth, after Ruchi won set number three in a thriller, 25-23, and Fort Loramie earned the first two sets, 25-13 and 11. As simply put, Mackenzie Holscher, supported by Ava Shouldis and Marissa Meiring. Just too much for Ruchi. Raiders tried to stem the tide all day with the likes of Ashley Scott, who was splendid, and Jessica York and Kate Sherman. But Fort Loramie prevails 3-1. Ruchi finally won a set against Fort Loramie this year. Fort Loramie went 3-0-3-0 back-to-back in the regular season against Ruchi. Today it's Fort Loramie 3-1 over the Raiders. Let me point out that this Ruchi squad graduates only one young lady who was a significant contribution, Jessica York. Alana Garrity also played. She was a defensive specialist. Just the two 12th graders alone on this Ruchi team, and you can bet Ruchi volleyball will be extremely tough in 2020. By the same token, Fort Loramie, with only four seniors, continues to play on, beating Newark Catholic in a state semifinal at 6 o'clock on Friday. In the other state semifinal, it is the New Bremen Tiffin Calvert winner against the Monroeville Dalton winner in a 4 o'clock match on Friday at Wright State. On Friday night, we will be at Minster for Anna Minster football. It'll kick off at 7:30, pregame time 7:05. The first time in 3 years those two clubs will have played in high school football. Each is in the MAC, Anna and Minster. But the last two seasons, because of the configuration of the schedule, they didn't play each other. You've got 10 teams in the MAC. You play a couple non-conference games to start the year.
Right.
So you omit one every season. In the last 2 years, Anna and Minster have not played, and they'll get the opportunity to have at it in that Route 119 showdown.
Playing for a league championship, too.
More or less, you're right. You're right. Three-way tie after 10 games. Marion Local and Minster. Coldwater technically winds up fourth with two losses in the league. And Minster will collide on Friday night in a D6 region quarterfinal. The 4-seed Minster, the 5-seed Anna. Again, congrats to Aaron Watkins and his Rushi Raiders, who came back strong in the third set, showed a lot of life when they could have been down and out.
Yeah, and they actually made another run in the fourth set.
Yep.
Just a little too late.
So the Fort Loramie Redskins win it 3-1. And Fort Loramie had been on quite a streak. In fact, Fort Loramie had not lost a set since way back on September 28th to Fort Recovery. And Fort Loramie was in the midst of a 12-match win streak, and as I mentioned, had not lost a set since the last Saturday of September to Fort Recovery. Fort Loramie won that match 3-2 after dropping the first two sets on the road at Fort. But Rushi did something today to Fort Loramie no one had done, Chuck, for over a month, and that was win a game.
Yeah, well, you know, Loramie was better. They had more firepower, but you got to give Rushi credit. Boy, they just hung in there.
And again, these Rushi Raiders, under four-year head coach Aaron Watkins, will return next year. Jillian Chapman is a freshman. Kendall Monin is a junior. C.C. Borchers played.
She played well.
Oh, very well. She is just a freshman here in 2019. Ava Daniel, a sophomore. Maya Monin, very good setter, also just a freshman. Lauren Borchers, a sophomore. York and Garrity, the two seniors. Bailey Pullman, a soft. Ashley Scott, a junior. Simone Putoff, a freshman. Lauren Monier, a junior. Kelby Dosick and Kate Sherman at 6'1 up front, also freshman. Wow.
Wonder if she's a basketball player.
Yes. Doesn't play guard, though.
Well, that's too bad. I'd like to see a 6'1 guard.
Rushi in volleyball will have to be reckoned with in 2020, that is for sure. Raiders wind up 17-11 on the campaign. Rushi down the stretch had a very good run, did the Raiders. In fact, Rushi coming into this match tonight had won, or I should say this afternoon, had been victorious 9 times in 11 tries, going 9-2 over its last 11 matches. But Fort Loramie did Rushi in today. It was hard-earned as Rushi took the third set. Fort Loramie victorious 3-1. And the Redskins, led by the four seniors, Marissa Myring, Alyssa Rassman, Taylor Ratterman, and Macy Imwally, advance on. Of course, Mackenzie Holscher and Ava Schultes are on that front line along with Myring. We saw splendid play from a number of Redskins today. Maya Maurer was very good. Jaden Putoff came off the bench. She was rock solid. Jada Dries, excellent too. It's a well-rounded club. You've got to be balanced in volleyball.
Well, they made it awfully tough for me to decide who I'm going to pick for a Clancy's player of the game for the Fort Loramie side.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, I'm going to go. I mean, you got to go with Holscher. Holscher is just, she was the best player on the floor again, like she was Thursday. And I think that I can only go with two because I hate to throw five or six out there. Ava Schultes. And that doesn't mean that Myring didn't deserve it. That didn't mean that that Maurer didn't deserve it. But I'm going to go with Schultes and Holscher on the Fort Loramie side. And on the Rushi side, I mean, I think she got it on Thursday, but I don't know how you don't give it to Ashley Scott. And then the second one on that side, Cece Borchers. I thought she was terrific tonight.
Yep, both were splendid for Rushi, as was that pair for Fort Loramie. They win our Clancy's Awards, Clancy, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, so many thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Also a big salute to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arnes does a splendid job at Brookins. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. Boy, that roasted chicken sounds real good right now.
It's always good.
They have many savory sandwiches at Brookins, along with cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. And that Saturday special features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins. Brookins is also ideal for anniversaries, various parties, wedding rehearsals. The banquet room seats up to 60. And as I mentioned, that new late-night menu, 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Thanks so much to other Fort Loramie sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass, an anchor underwriting sponsor all year long on scoresbroadcast.com. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Gratitude as well to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and all of his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on the web at TomJerry's.com. And don't forget Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. In Rushi, we salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And how about Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? We enjoy having Frisch's on here on scoresbroadcast.com. Catholic Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. It's Fort Loramie versus Newark Catholic in a region, or I should say in a state semifinal, next Friday at 6. New Bremen defeated Tiffin Calvert today 3-1, courtesy of Jeff Bray. Thanks, Jeff, very much. So New Bremen will take on the Dalton Monroeville winner in the other state semifinal. I think that's set for 4 at Wright State on Friday. Fort Loramie will tee it up against Newark Catholic at 6. We'll be at the easy for me to say.
We'll be in Minster.
Right. Anna Minster football. Kickoff 7:30 next Friday night. Webcast time 7:05. I'm allowed a little slip up, a hiccup or two after.
I guess the first one I've heard today.
After an exhausting couple of days. Well, since Thursday, we've handled
volleyball, football, volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball on Thursday.
Yeah, we had two of them.
Yeah, and then football and volleyball.
So are we doing the Bengals tomorrow, or take the day off?
We don't like those real long quarters of NFL football. We got a taste of that last night.
We had one last night, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, celebration ensuing down on the floor. Fort Loramie Redskins are relishing this regional championship victory over Rushi. It was tough earned. Rushi put up quite a bout. And Rushi took it to a fourth set. after coming from behind to take set number three. We wish the Fort Laramie Redskins the very best of luck in the state semifinal next Friday. We don't imagine there's any reason that the volleyball state finals times would be altered. I can't think of a reason why. I believe right now on paper those matches are set for 4 and 6.
Right. They'd have a conflict with Laramie football and Laramie volleyball, though, on Saturday.
On Saturday, yep.
They're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment one place or the other.
Indeed. You're so right. And there could very well be a conflict not only with Fort Laramie on Saturday, but maybe New Bremen, because if New Bremen wins the state semifinal, New Bremen's got football on Saturday night. New Bremen made the playoffs as, I think, the, number 8 seed?
I think so.
Yeah, 7 or 8 seed. So New Bremen and Fort Laramie, both, each school could have a conflict on Saturday with football and volleyball overlapping. So no doubt football times, opening round games in the football playoffs would be altered. Each might be moved up to 11 or noon on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. Well, I guess we're just speculating. We'll wait and see. I would change the volleyball personally. I would move the Division IV to the first games of the day. That doesn't affect anything. Changing football to noon is going to be a real detriment to your crowd.
Right. And that could happen. I really don't see the state.
They haven't asked me. They haven't called me yet to ask my opinion. So,
gotcha.
If Tim needs me to help him out, though, he knows my number.
I don't envision the state altering the start time for state championships in volleyball. Could happen. It would be an easy fix if it doesn't create other conflicts.
Right. Yeah, you don't know. I don't know what's happening in Division 1, 2, and 3.
Hey, what, Chuck? I love volleyball. Man, is it fun.
It's a quick game. Years ago, when it used to be the side out, it was one of the more boring games. It was more boring than soccer. Don't take a swing at me, soccer fans.
It took forever to win a set.
But now that they got the rally scoring, it's a fabulous, fabulous game.
Yep, terrific. And these young ladies are highly skilled at their craft.
Oh, my goodness.
They are very good. Superb performances by all young ladies today in this match. Women from each side, Fort Laramie and Rushi, as Fort Laramie takes it 3-1. Well, we're still chattering away. We're by no means the final two left in the Thunderdome here at Northmont. Much of the floor down below still covered with Fort Laramie spectators and players as the Redskins advance on to the state Final Four next Friday, 6 o'clock, Newark Catholic, the opponent. New Bremen is in the other state semifinal and will tackle either Monroeville or Dalton. They were playing in the northeastern part of the state at this very same time to determine the other regional champ and the fourth team in the state Final Four. Well, we bid you goodbye until when, Chuck?
Friday night.
Friday night, yep. And we get a whole week off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually a little less than a week. Usually it's Friday to Friday. But now with playoff football coming up and some volleyball activity, we'll have shorter weeks. In fact, for a while, we may have two football games per week. And with Minster, Anna, Fort Laramie, all competing.
Right.
Anna and Minster colliding on Friday, more than likely. We would stay with the winner of that game to week two.
Sure, we cover both. They're both teams that we know very well.
And Fort Laramie will be the favorite against Mississinewa Valley on Saturday at D7. Continues its tournament play the following week on Saturday, D6 on Friday. Lurking around the corner, should Fort Laramie win game one in the football playoffs, Marion Local.
That will be a fun one. I mean, there's very little doubt that that's what we're going to get. I can't imagine either one of those teams being upset in the first round. And Sydney, Piqua, what a fabulous place to, probably Sydney, what a fabulous evening and what a great venue that would be. And they'll bring crowd.
Right. And the Minster Anna winner is likely to get, I think, LCC, which wound up. LCC wound up the one seed. They would have to beat the 8. The 1-8 winner would
play. That's probably a Wapakoneta match because they can't play it. I wouldn't think they'd play it in Lima.
No. No. So round two, Anna or Minster against more than likely LCC. That would be on a Friday. And that would be the second Friday of the D6 playoffs, the second Friday of the D7 playoffs. Could very well be Fort Loramie against Marion Local.
And then it's time for basketball.
Fort Loramie Minster girls on the next to last Saturday of November. How about
right.
that?
Yeah, I mean, if that gets played, because you don't know if they're going to make any adjustment, but if that gets played, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's a night game on that Saturday. I think it's the 23rd, Saturday night, November 23rd, Minster at Fort Loramie Girls to kick off our hoops year. Chuck thoroughly enjoyed it. Volleyball is so much fun. Fast-paced sport, a lot of excitement. Momentum twists and turns all the time, every several points, in fact. And Rushi just couldn't make it twist and turn enough for the Raiders here today, and Fort Loramie prevails. Ron Mooney is our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer. We simply don't want to leave the Thunderdome here at Northmont today. Jack, final time saying final score. Rushi ousted by Fort Loramie, which wins the regional championship in volleyball in D4 here in Southwest Ohio. Redskins 3-1 over the Raiders here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.